Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Zero.
And I'm DJ Nader from Pasadena, California, Van Halen.
Told me, boy, you pack your bags. garbage can.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This week, from Pasadena, California, formed in 1972, Van Halen. From 1978 to 1984, they released 6 albums, a whopping 24 singles, and had 11 songs on the Billboard charts. The founder of the band is guitarist Edvard Ludwig Van Halen, born on the 26th of January in 1955 in Amsterdam, Holland. His family moved to the United States in 1962. One of his big influences was Sioux City's Tommy Bolin. You can hear this on the song Hot for Teacher when compared to the song Quadrant 4 by Tommy Bolin and Billy Cobham from the 1973 Atlantic album Spectrum.
Their drummer was born Alexander Arthur Van Halen on May the 8th, 1953. His mother was from Java, Indonesia. And I love Van Halen so much, I named my son Valen after Eddie and Alex Van Halen.
Hey, Nader, did you know Gene Simmons discovered the band at the Starwood Club in California in 1976? Opening our show was the song Atomic Punk from February of 1978. You just heard from March of 1979, DOA. The show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North.
Coming up now, Mr. Zero's favorite Van Halen tune from March 1980 off of the Women and Children first album, Everybody Wants Some, and I Want Some Too.
I like the way the line runs up the back of his stockings. I've always liked those kind of high heels too, you know. No, don't take them off. Don't take them on. Yeah, that's it. A little more to the right.
You just heard Unchained from April 1981 off of the Fair Warning album.
Initially, they were a power trio called Mammoth until they hired vocalist-guitarist David Lee Roth, born the 10th of October in 1954 in Bloomington, Indiana. He came from the band Red Ball Jets. He joined the brothers Van Halen in 1974, suggesting the name change from Mammoth to Van Halen after the Van Halen brothers. Roth left in April of 1985. Their second bass player was one Michael Anthony Sobolewski, born on the 20th of June in 1954 in Chicago, Illinois. He came from the band Snake, and he replaced the original bass player, Mark Stone. I saw three of the original four members of Van Halen in concert twice. Once in April 1992 in Ames, Iowa at Hilton Coliseum, and the second time was here in St. Paul at the Excel Center in May of 2012. If you'd like to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about the artists we cover on this show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zeros. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. Did you know Eddie Van Halen appeared on Brian May's first solo album, Starfleet, from October of 1983? This song goes out to my friend Asha Moonglow. The song is Full Bug from April of 1982.
Tell you now, they come to my door, they don't let you pass. Got a badly worn, gonna bite your ass. Yeah, won't let you pass.
The show is sponsored by Mr. Zeros in Roseville 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word, located right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Bit of trivia for you. Eddie Van Halen recorded a song called Donut City in September of 1984 from the soundtrack called The Wildlife. Here it is, folks, the number 13 hit from January of 1984. This is I'll Wait. As we mentioned earlier in the show, David Lee Roth left the band in 1985. He released his first album while he was in the band Van Halen. He went solo. He had 7 songs himself on the Billboard charts. I saw David Lee Roth solo in October of 2006 at Mystic Lake Casino in Prior Lake. This one comes from July of 1986, the number 16 hit, Yankee Rose. Looks like this is the end. I am Mr. Zero.
I'm DJ Nader, drummer of Starchild. Tune in next time when you can hear us in the stars.